Listen up, athletes. Pre-race nutrition isn't just a suggestion. It is a decisive factor in your performance. Strategic fueling maximizes your energy availability, keeps your gut comfortable, and sustains your intensity from the swim start to the final run. Success comes down to aligning your carbohydrate intake, precise meal timing, and hydration with your individual physiology and the specific demands of the race. Let's break down the science. Your body runs on two primary fuels, glycogen, which are your stored carbohydrates, and fat. Those glycogen stores hold roughly 2,000 calories, which only covers about 90 to 120 minutes of high-intensity effort. While your fat reserves are virtually limitless, they burn slowly and demand significant oxygen, making them inefficient when you need sustained high output. Carbohydrates are metabolically superior, yielding 5 to 6 calories per liter of oxygen compared to fat's 4.7. When you're pushing above 80% of your max capacity, carbs supply over 80% of your total energy. Deplete those glycogen stores, and you'll face rapid fatigue, what we all know as hitting the wall. That's why pre-race nutrition must prioritize carbohydrates to fully load your muscle and liver glycogen before you step on the transition mat. Timing is just as critical as food selection. You need to stage your meals to allow for complete digestion and optimal glycogen storage, while minimizing any stomach distress. 3 to 4 hours before race start, consume a full meal containing 1 to 4 grams of carbs per kilogram of body weight, paired with moderate protein and a touch of healthy fats. 2 hours out, transition to a moderate meal with roughly 2 grams of carbs per kilogram, dialing back the fat and fiber to keep digestion smooth. Within that final hour, limit your intake to easily digestible simple carbohydrates. Think a banana, white bread with honey, or a sports drink, providing about 30 grams of carbs. This step-down approach maintains steady blood glucose without overloading your digestive system. Now, race timing dictates your fueling strategy. Morning races require you to replace the glycogen depleted overnight. Aim for 1 gram of carbs per kilogram each hour leading up to the start, with liquid nutrition or smoothies often being better tolerated for those nervous stomachs. Afternoon races give you multiple fueling opportunities. A substantial breakfast 6 to 7 hours before, a 400 to 600 calorie carb-focused meal 3 to 4 hours prior, and a small simple carb snack 30 to 60 minutes before the start. For shorter efforts under 60 minutes, extensive carb loading is unnecessary. A light, simple carb meal 1 to 2 hours before is plenty. Regardless of distance, consume 16 to 20 ounces of fluid with electrolytes 2 to 4 hours pre-race. Individual tolerance varies significantly. Between 30 and 90% of endurance, athletes experience exercise-induced gastrointestinal distress, often exacerbated by race day stress and altered stomach emptying. If you're prone to GI issues, front-load your larger meals 3 to 4 hours out and avoid eating 30 to 45 minutes before the start to prevent reactive hypoglycemia. Gut training is highly effective here. Intentionally consuming carbs during 2 weeks of pre-race workouts significantly improves your digestive tolerance and absorption. For events exceeding 90 minutes, formal carb loading is recommended. Consume 8 to 12 grams of carbs per kilogram daily for 2 to 3 days while reducing your training volume. Nutrition needs also scale with athlete maturity, with youth requiring smaller, more frequent meals, and elite athletes tolerating larger pre-race portions. Hydration directly supports your metabolic efficiency and thermoregulation, so let's lock in the numbers. Begin with 5 to 7 milliliters of water per kilogram of body, wait 4 hours before racing. 2 hours prior, consume 24 ounces of an electrolyte-infused beverage. During the event, drink 4 to 6 ounces every 20 minutes for races under an hour, and 6 to 8 ounces every 20 minutes for longer efforts. Plain water suffices for short, cool weather events, but electrolyte drinks become essential beyond 60 minutes or in hot conditions to replace sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Post-race, replenish fluids at a rate of 24 ounces per pound of body weight lost. Monitor for dehydration signs like dark urine, dizziness, muscle cramps, and an elevated resting heart rate. Critical takeaways for race day success are straightforward. Treat pre-race nutrition with the same discipline as your training program. Prioritize carbohydrates to maximize glycogen stores, as they are the primary fuel for high-intensity endurance. Stage your meals strategically. Full meals 3 to 4 hours out, moderate meals 2 hours out, and simple carbs within the final hour. Customize your approach based on race timing, duration, and individual GI tolerance, utilizing training sessions to test and refine your strategy. Implement gut training to improve carbohydrate absorption and reduce digestive distress. Finally, execute a systematic hydration and electrolyte plan tailored to your body weight and race conditions. Proper fueling prevents energy crashes, safeguards digestive comfort, and provides the physiological foundation for peak performance. Trust the process, trust your fueling, and let's get to work.